This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. men's soccer team has a huge showdown tonight with the world's number one ranked team, Argentina. These unbeaten teams will be squaring off in the semifinals of the Copa America Centenario. Now, there was a time when that news might have been greeted in this country with a shrug, but no longer. The popularity of soccer in America has exploded, and University of Michigan professor Andre Markovitz thinks much of that soccer excitement has been fueled by a video game. Andre, it's always good to see you and talk sports with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the Copa semifinal tonight between the U.S. and Argentina is even being shown in movie theaters. So that certainly says there's a lot more interest. What word would you use to describe the growth of soccer fandom in the U.S.?
Well, if you're an old man like I am, it's actually nothing short of phenomenal because I remember arriving to the United States in 1960, and in the 60s and 70s, people literally didn't know what that was. I mean, it was like wine or mineral water, which is now normal. In fact, the 1978 World Cup out of Argentina, I remember that I was at Harvard at the time, and it was not shown anywhere in the U.S. other than in a couple of closed-circuit movie theaters. And I went to this rat-infested, urine-smelling, horrible place, something called the Music Hall, which was in Boston's combat zone, which was basically the red light district. And I actually took two young English boys with me who turned out to be, of course, the creme de la creme of the British Labour Party, namely David and Edward Miliband. Their father was a visiting mm-hmm. professor. But the point being here that this was completely marginal. It didn't – you walked out of that the music hall and no one knew what this was.
And tonight we have movie theaters showing it. It's on cable. It's in everybody's living room.
Exactly. Well, it really starts with a lot of things. It starts with the suburbanization. It starts with, in the United States, absolutely important, nowhere else in the world, but in the United States, the growth of soccer has to be linked to women, which is absolutely not the case anywhere else. And clearly Title IX and college sports, mm-hmm. meaning that here was suddenly a sport that needed a lot of participants. It wasn't an individual sport, but a lot of participants, which meant that scholarships had to be given, which meant that there was some serious counterweight to the hegemon of football. I mean, we're not 85, but 30 or 35. So this is very important in terms of the growth of the women's game, which in the United States is absolutely linked to soccer. You cannot separate the two, whereas you can and do in the rest of the world.
What does this game let people do?
It's actually incredible. I don't play it because I'm an old man, but my co-author, of course, plays it. And he was a Michigan undergraduate, just graduated and is off to the world.
Shout out to Adam Green.
Shout out to Adam Green. Wonderful, wonderful kid. Will be very, very successful in life. And basically, it started with my mentioning at the end of my lecture, in one of the lectures in my huge sports class, as to what the effects of video game are in terms of creating culture, in terms of creating reality, okay? And I said, I'd love to have someone join me doing this research because I can't do the research because I don't play video games and I do not understand this culture. And that's how it started with Adam. And we worked on this very hard and it became a published article in a very renowned scholarly journal called Sport and Society. And so basically what we're arguing here is that the video game has created a major cultural reality that reinforces the growing discourse and awareness about soccer in the United States. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cause it, or we will never be able to actually have a chicken and egg thing,
clearly. Sure.
But it's very clear a reinforcing mechanism, meaning that when you play this game, which is, by the way, in its most recent reincarnation, FIFA 15, I think, or maybe already 16, it's really incredible. I mean, I, of course, follow soccer like many other sports constantly. And literally the imagery is It's like a live – it's a live event.
So if I want to play as Manchester United's Wayne Rooney, I'm going to look like Wayne Rooney.
You see Wayne Rooney. And when you play Real Madrid and there, of course, is Ronaldo, you mm-hmm. see him preening and being this sort of cocky guy who, when he lines up for a 20-yard free kick – is basically really like a peacock, sort of wanting mm-hmm. to sort of showing, look at me, I am the greatest. Unbelievable. It's absolutely incredible.
And your study argues that this really has lit the fire of soccer
yes.
fandom. Is that translating into people actually playing and also into people going to MLS matches?
Yes, but it's sort of a very complicated thing because I wish I could have more money and more time to do the further research. But for example, this Saturday, I went to a bar mitzvah celebration, bar and bat mitzvah, I should say, boy and girl, twins. And at my table was a University of Michigan law professor with his, I think, 11-year-old boy, who is a huge FIFA fan. And he, however, loves the video game but doesn't follow the sport. So that also exists. So what you do have is, in fact, people to whom the video game is just a great thing, and they play it because it's interactive. Mm-hmm. You play it with anybody in the world. You can play it at any time. So what I'm saying here is that there are multiple levels of reality here. Clearly, there is this young kid, typically almost always a boy because video games are heavily male, who starts playing Barcelona and falls in love with EA, the sports, the FIFA, the game, and then translates that to the real Barcelona. And that is, in fact, then a venue into the world of soccer.
There you go. And that's the portal. And now it's available to watch, in your living room because they got wise and networks have picked it up. I know NBC, when they started carrying English Premier League soccer, football, I should say, that was a game changer in our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So basically there are these multiple levels which have really introduced and proliferated the game to a degree that is absolutely unbelievable. And you're quite right that tonight's match against Argentina is a major thing. I mean, people will follow this and have followed it and discuss it.
All right. I have to ask you, do you want to make a pick for tonight, U.S. versus Argentina?
Well, my heart, of course, I'm already bleeding. Of course, red, white, and blue. I'm always have, but I fear you cannot beat Messi. So I would give the U.S. no better chance of prevailing than 15%.
Andre Markovitz, University of Michigan professor. Among other books, he's author of Gaming the World, How Sports Are Reshaping Global Politics and Culture, and Sportista, Female Fandom in the United States. Always great to talk with you, Andre. Thank you.
Thank you so much.